We've all heard it. Kansas is flat and boring. I've always thought that comment said more about the speaker than about the Kansas landscape, but there's no point in being defensive. Lots of Kansas is level and featureless. Maybe the state's scenery is even more precious because sometimes it can be hard to find. George Frazier has certainly found it. In a new book, The Last Wild Places of Kansas, from the University Press of Kansas, Lawrence author Frazier describes trips to a variety of relatively untamed parts of the state. He calls it a love letter to the state's unique landscapes. And he's found a lot to love. He searches for otters in the Baker Wetlands south of Lawrence. He tramps through the forests of Leavenworth County looking for flying squirrels. He tracks down a spring in Wyandotte County and spelunks through a cave in Johnson County. He canoes the Kaw in Flood. His trips take him out west, too, to the canyons of the Red Hills in south-central Kansas, the Cimarron National Grassland in the southwestern corner, and the Arickaree Breaks in the northwestern corner of Kansas. And he isn't afraid to seek out spots on private property to get visiting privileges from property owners and learn things about the land that only they can tell you. Here's one reason all this matters. Kansans like to think of themselves as a rural people. And once we were. But today, when half of the state lives in just five of our 105 counties, we're an urban people. Kansas also has little publicly accessible property, so you have to seek out these experiences on public land and, with permission, private property. To know who we are, we need to know this place. And you can't do that in your living room. There's a saying in sports I don't completely understand. It's, let the game come to you. It seems to say, don't try so hard. Don't force things. Relax a little. Take advantage of opportunities as they present themselves. It's almost a Zen thing. Let the game come to you. And that's pretty clearly what Frazier is doing in his explorations. He's looking for specific things, animals or canyons or historic spots, sure. But he's also letting the rest of the experience come to him. And sometimes the rest of the experience is even more meaningful than the thing you set out to see. So try Frazier's approach for yourself. This book is subtitled Journeys into Hidden Landscapes, but many aren't that hard to find. The Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve is, in effect, a national park. Cimarron National Grassland has marked driving routes and hiking trails galore. No, these places aren't always difficult to locate. The bigger hurdle is the one we've created for ourselves, convincing each other that there's nothing in the state worth seeing. Because plenty of places, the ones Frazier writes about and more, hold stories worth knowing, wonders worth seeing, no matter what anybody else thinks.